So how is this OTAs different than the other OTAs?
I think we get a lot more reps in this OTAs. You know, Coach Reed, he like to get in, get out fast, you know, get a lot of plays in. So I think that's the only difference it's been. But, you know, the intensity been great out here. The guys been great coming out, working hard. And, you know, we're definitely getting better.
Can you compare this to some of just this roster, what you've seen and the talent compared to some other teams you play on?
Talented. I mean, all across the board. You know, you have a defense that was top five last year, and you know, the guy, very talented guys from front to back. So, and offense, you know, we have a quarterback that's definitely destined to do some great things for us. He know how to win. You know, he knows what it takes, and you know, it also starts with our head coach. I mean, he knows what it takes to get to the big game. He knows what it takes to win each and every game that we play. So, we just listen to him, follow his direction, come out, play hard, play fast, and you know, we just try to get the job done. Man, I'm not a rookie anymore. You know what I mean? The game slowed down a little bit for me, so I'm able to read and react a lot faster. So, you know, coming in as a rookie, you know, you kind of slow it down a little bit. Okay, what's my job? Where's my help? But now I'm able to just go out there, run around, have fun, and react to, you know, plays a lot faster.
What do you try to do with the young guys? The volume of information speeds things up for them. How do you try to help them share some of the knowledge and experience you have?
You know, we always talk. Just make sure you – as soon as you get to play, you know what you're doing. And then just try to categorize every single play that we have. You know, try to break it into different segments. You know, what am I blitzing? Am I dropping? You know, just try to do the little small things like that, and it'll definitely, you know, help you in the game time and make you a better player.
As a rookie, did you have a big brother, somebody that kind of took you under their wing?
A lot of them. You know, I definitely had Brian Dawkins. You know, he took me under his wing, showed me a couple things. I had, you know, some guys in my linebacker crew, Omar Gaither. Stuart Bradley, Akeem Jordan, which was here last, he was here last year. So they showed me the way. You know, they helped me out, and you know, I think they made me a better player by helping me out early on in my career.
You mentioned kind of being an established defense. Now, kind of jumping in, what do you see the personality? Is it the way that
hungry?
They try to attack or
hungry? You know, definitely attack style defense. You know, the guys come out and you know, they're always going after the ball, always going after the quarterback. Whoever has the ball, you're going to get 11 guys to the ball. So that's something that I found out once I came here. It was, you know, always get to the ball. We want everybody around the ball so we can try to create more turnovers, have more takeaways, and try to get our offense back on the field.
What have been your impressions of Bob Sutton so far?
He's been awesome. You know, he just tries to break down everything so that we know what we're doing out there on the field, and try to make it as easy as possible. So, you know, so far, so good. You know, we have to wait till he start yelling, but, you know, we'll see about that. But, nah, you know, so far he's been great. The whole coaching staff been great. And, you know, just breaking everything down for us players to go out there and play fast.
What's it like playing next to Derek Johnson?
It's great. It's great. I mean, you know, just have a guy that goes out there, sees the game faster than most guys, and, you know, he's able to tell you what he's looking at. And, you know, he's going to make me a better player. You know, I try to do something to help him, but overall, you know, him and Poe and EB, they're going to make me a better player out here. So, you know, just try to learn a little bit from playing with all those guys and, you know, try to gel as fast as we can.
You played with some good pass rushers in your career. What do you see out of this group, specifically D4?
Man, that guy's explosive. You know, he's quick off the ball. He kind of reminds me of Von Miller. You know, with the way that he gets off the ball, get around the offensive lineman. You know, he's a freak, man. You know, he knows how to work angles, uses his hands real well. He can bend and do all type of stuff that you don't see in the everyday pass rusher. So, definitely as advertised.
You played on a lot of good teams in your career. How tough was last year for you?
It was tough, man. Just, you know, guys really don't get a chance to go through that often. And to go 2-14, it was definitely rough. I say this: every single person showed up game day and played. They showed up in practice and they worked hard. So it didn't feel like a losing atmosphere, even though we lost as many games as we did. But it was definitely tough to swallow.
Is that one of those things where it's like the snowball going downhill? You don't feel like you can stop it. Building and building.
You know what? Each and every week we were saying we were going to stop it, and somehow, some way, we end up in a position that we couldn't get ourselves out of. So. You know, it was tough. It was definitely a learning experience. And, you know, hopefully it's going to make me a better player this year, and along with the guys that I'm playing around.
Does that make
Yeah, it definitely makes it enjoyable. I think our coaching staff make it enjoyable too. We try to make it as competitive as we can, so that each and every guy is going to show up to practice each and every day and work as hard as they can, and that kind of makes it fun too. It's nothing like coming out being competitive and trying to make more plays than your partners right next to you. So it's been great, man. You know, I've had a ball so far, and you know, just try to take it from here, from the practice field to the playing field.
Yeah.